great job. Do you know you just did something a lot of people sitting here wouldn't do? Okay. Well, we'll continue our series on the end times. We talked about the rapture for two different weeks. We talked about the tribulation. This morning we're going to talk about the millennium. The millennium is a great thing. It is so great and it's so important that God wanted us to know about it that in this chapter that Haley read this morning, he talked about this thousand-year period, and in the verses 2 through 7, it was mentioned six times. Remember how we've talked about on a few different occasions where God has thought something that's so important that he just repeats it and repeats it and repeats it? Well, here we have another example of that. And this period of time comes to be known as the millennium. And the millennium is that thousand-year period of time when the Lord Jesus Christ himself will rule upon this earth. He will usher in a time of peace, a time of prosperity and righteousness such as the world has never witnessed before. But see, there are many out there today that do not believe in a literal thousand-year reign of Christ. They believe that it is just symbolic. However, there is more written about this future time than any other event in the realm of prophecy. It is a time that the Bible refers to in a literal sense, and there is no reason to believe that it will not happen just as the Bible tells us. Those of us who believe the Bible to be taken literally believe that there will be a literal thousand-year period of time which Jesus Christ himself will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Since there is so much said in the Bible concerning the millennium, there is no possible way that I could cover all of the details on this message. So this morning, I just want to skim the surface a little bit and look at a few specific areas that of this great period of time that will give us a little insight into what will take place during this glorious time. Let's look at a few specifics. I want you to know that this is one thing you do not want to miss. You want to be sure that you are a child of God so that when this time comes to pass, that you too can join Jesus in his kingdom and reign with him for a thousand years here on earth. So you ask, well, what about the Savior during the millennium? What will Jesus be doing during this time? Well, he's going to reign. At long last, the Lord Jesus Christ will sit on the throne of David. He will rule the world in power, righteousness, and glory. He will reign with ushers in a time of peace and prosperity like nothing the world has ever experienced. His reign will finally bring justice and holiness to the world. There has never been a ruler like this, ever. You see, all human rulers, or certainly most of them, are controlled by the lust for power, and for wealth, or for self-glory. How do we see that in our rulers today? Look at the evil that exists in our world because the rulers, there are rulers out there that just hunger for this power and this wealth and look at themselves for self-glory. Jesus, on the other hand, will reign in perfect righteousness. The millennium will be a time of perfect existence. Jesus will be ruling. The Bible tells us that Jesus will rule the world with a rod of iron. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guide the entire population of the world. However, those who refuse to bow to his authority will be dealt with swiftly and harshly. Rebellion will not be tolerated in this day. Jesus will be receiving. In a day in which we live, the Lord Jesus is viewed as some kind of a comical character. He is a poor fool who got himself killed on a cross. However, in the millennium kingdom, he will receive the glory he has always deserved. All people from every nation will come and bow down at his feet and worship the King of Glory. Instead of cursing his name, men will worship him and shout praises to him. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5, it says this, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." This verse tells us that man will finally be able to look upon the glory of the Lord in that day. So you're thinking, you're wondering, where's Satan during the millennium? What's Satan going to be doing? Well, he's going to be jailed. For 1,000 years, the enemy of God will not be able to hinder God's work, tempt God's people, nor will he be able to work in the lives of the lost. He will be chained and bound for the duration of the millennium, 1,000 years. You see, right now, Satan is the god of this world. He spends his time doing everything in his power to hinder God's business, to trip up God's saints, and to claim souls for hell. He is a wicked and evil enemy. However, in that day, he will be out of the picture. 1,000 years, and Satan will just be a nothing. Because God has chained and bound him. Imagine the world ruled by Jesus with no devil, no Satan, no evil. And I put down here in bold, big letters, glory, glory, glory. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. You see, in verses 7 through 10, it says this about Satan. When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. In numbers, they are like the sand on the seashore. Oh, boy. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophets had been thrown. There will be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. Satan doesn't give up real easy. He's been bound and chained for 1,000 years. He's got one last chance. This verse tells us that at the end of the millennium, Satan will be loosed from his prison. He will return to the earth and will be able to amass an army of incredible size. He and his army will attack the city of... Can you imagine that? He's so bold, so brass, that he's going to attack the city of God, where Jesus is reigning. And he's going to try to overthrow Jesus one last time. However, divine judgment falls. Jesus said, no, enough is enough. This is it. And all the people who follow the devil in his scheme will be destroyed. The devil himself will be thrown into the lake of fire, and he will spend eternity in those terrible flames. You see, his judgment is sure. It is certain. And his doom is sealed. When he is cast into hell, the universe will forever be free from his influence and his wickedness. Just to know, the devil is going to burn is enough to shout with joy. Does it bother you that even when Jesus Christ has ruled the world with perfect righteous judgment, Satan is still able to find a vast multitude to follow him? Does that bother you? You see how hard-hearted human beings can be? Look at all of the events that have happened. And there are still people more than the grains of sand on a beach that have chose to follow Jesus after this thousand-year reign, or follow Satan after this thousand-year reign. Satan is still able to try it. It bothers me. It is a clear illustration of the heart of the lost sinners. No matter how good God is to someone, until they are saved by grace and changed by the power of God, they are wicked to the core. That's pretty strong language. But it's true. In fact, I believe, listen to this, I believe this is one of the primary reasons for the millennium. It is to prove the hardness and the sinfulness of the heart of man. You see, in various ways, God has tried to reach man, and each time, man has failed to respond with love towards God. Go through the Bible real quick a minute here. And I just ask you to notice this. In Genesis chapter 3, the age of the innocent ended with willful disobedience. In Genesis chapter 5 through 6, the age of conscience ended with universal corruption. In Genesis chapter 11, the age of human government ended with devil worship at the Tower of Babel. In Genesis 12 through Exodus 1, the age of promise ended with the people of God in bondage in Egypt. In Exodus 2 through Matthew 27, the age of the law ended with humanity killing their creator on a cross. In Acts chapter 1, the age of the church will end with worldwide apostasy. In Revelation 19, the age of tribulation will end with the battle of Armageddon. And here we are in Revelation chapter 20, the age of the millennium will end with an attempt to overthrow God himself. The point is that the human heart is terribly wicked and prone to evil. There is no good in it at all. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, it says this. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. You see, the only hope for men is to come to Jesus for salvation. Jesus changes hearts. Anything less will result in hell. Where do you stand today? Are you saved? So we ask, well, where's the saints during the millennium? Well, the saints will be reigning right along with Christ. Every person who received Jesus between the days of Pentecost and the rapture of the church will reign with Jesus in this millennial kingdom. The children of God may be mocked and ridiculed down here right now, but there is coming a day when we will return with Jesus in power and glory to this world, and we will reign with him on this earth. In that day, we will be different than we are now. In fact, we will have already been through the judgment seat of Christ. We will have been with Jesus when he took control of the world away from the devil and his armies. We will have shared in it all, and we will share in his glory. You see, when we reign with him, we will be in our glorified bodies. We will be free from sin, free from death, free from disease. We will be perfect in that day. You see, at the beginning of the millennium, all those who died with faith in Jesus during the tribulation will be raised from death. They will be received. The last part of this verse makes it clear that there will be a number of people who will come to the end of the tribulation period with their faith in Jesus Christ. These people that lived through the tribulation, they have refused the mark of the beast. And they lived through this 7-year tribulation all the way to the end. Some will be Jews, others will be Gentiles, but they will all enter the kingdom of Christ. Jesus will honor the faith of those who trusted in him, and he will receive them into his kingdom. Those who lived to the end of the tribulation and did not place their faith in Christ will be destroyed, and they will go to hell. You see, I hope you can see that the bottom line in all of this is faith. So I ask you this morning, where is your faith? Is it in Jesus Christ alone? If it is in anything else, then you are on dangerous ground. Trust Jesus while you can. He is the only one who can save your soul. So in closing, I want to say this. I've been preaching about a time when Jesus will reign as king upon the earth. That will be a very, very special time. And it will be a blessed time. However, you do not have to wait for the millennium for Jesus to be your king. If you will trust him as your Savior, he will reign as the king of your heart right now. I wonder, have you ever come before Jesus and confessed your sins? And have you ever received him into your heart? If you haven't, you need to. And you can. If you come to him today. I'll leave you with this question. Will you do that? All of God's people said, amen.